Chapter 10, Her Identity. She and he are very curious. Translator, Bain unedited after saying that Lin Yunxi pulled Lin Zikin and Lin Zi to leave decisively. When Lin Zi turned back, he happened to see the man open his ink-black eyes. He smiled brightly at the man. He originally looked at him as handsome and wanted to abduct him to be a father, but unfortunately, he could not enter his mother's eyes. TLN, yes, you know what's meant to be, year, go do what you need to make it happen. The man watched quietly as the mother and sons departed. Rushing? This is very close to Mengjie Kyoto. The man's mind resounded with the words, I'll see you later. He suddenly smiled wickedly. Woman, we will see each other soon. The poison he had been poisoned with was extraordinary, and since she had gotten rid of it, her identity made him curious. The man slowly got up, his tall and slender figure was imposing. Suddenly, a black shadow descended from the sky. Your Majesty, it's your subordinate who is late, please chastise Your Majesty. The man faintly glanced at the kneeling and prostrate man. Black eyes cold, faintly ground said, this sovereign wants information about the three of them, mother and son, before dark. After saying that, the man walked a few steps with his hands in the air and disappeared into the forest. Mother, we should be able to reach Mengjie Kyoto this evening. Lin Zi ate the half-chicken left over from last night as his breakfast. They wanted to go and eat the rest. His stomach was flat and his mother didn't even think about it, he and his brother were growing up. How can they withstand this torment? Lin Zi, your chicken has been covered for a day and a night, can you still eat? There will be a town not far ahead, the morning market is much better than the cold chicken in your hands. When Lin Zi heard this, he gritted his teeth. Her mother had always been so vicious. Usually dry food does not know to prepare a little more, is it easy for him to save some food? Phew, Lin Zi threw the cold chicken behind him, there are good food, why should he still eat the almost rancid food? But what Lin Zi regrets is that he was pitted by his mother again. A full 3 hours of walking, almost late dinner to see a lively town. Lin Yunxi, you cannot tell the truth, look at my little legs are trembling, look at the pink lips that are dry and cracked, walking for 3 hours, this little master might as well eat that cold chicken. Lin Zi want to cry, never seen such a dark and loveless mother. Lin Zikin smiled faintly and did not speak. Yer just likes to mess with his mother. Lin Yunxi unceremoniously twisted on the pink little ears, sternly said, Brat, you have become more and more bold, dare to call me by my name, I did not come back for several years, the road to forget, go, this meal I treat you to eat, you can order more of what you like to eat. Oh, Lin Zi painful wrinkled his nose. Go, you also have to let go of this little master's ears. Lin Zi heart straight scream bitter. This morning and evening do not have enough to eat, but also by the mother abuse. Lin Yunxi gently let go of Lin Zi's ears, a trace of pain flashed across her eyes when she lowered her eyes. In the original owner's memory, this town was very close, what she didn't expect was to walk so far. Mother, it shouldn't be far from the capital now, Aunt Xiaofu and the girls should arrive before us. Lin Zikin asked, after walking for almost a month, they were being chased on this road and only subsided a little when they got here. Chenair, tomorrow evening we will be able to reach Kyoto, tonight we will stay in this Quan Yuan town for one night before leaving. When Lin Zi heard that he was going to stay one night before leaving, his heart could not say how happy he was. This is more like it, if we still live in the mountains, how heartbreaking it is. Fortunately, it's now spring, there are a few mosquitoes that don't bother us, if it was winter, must be frozen to death. And can't just enter the space, his little space, even he can't stuff himself.